The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Tom from Virginia. I want to thank you for playing the Point Pleasant story, which was the last one I sent in. I wasn't sure if it was viable for the podcast due to it not being really a ghost story, but I thought it was weird enough to submit, so I appreciate you putting it on. I had a brother of my ex-wife pass away a couple weeks ago, and we used to have conversations all the time, ghosts, UFOs, government conspiracy, stuff like that, and really got into some deep conversations on different subjects. And he was 51 and passed away of a massive heart attack. And I'm giving him a couple weeks to get used to his new surroundings, and then I'm going to start doing some recordings and ghost box stuff. And I'll let you know if I hear from him. If there's anyone out there wanting to get in touch, it's probably him. But take care, Robbie, and we're going to miss you. So I wanted to talk about a couple of different things tonight. One is, I think, the relationship between coincidences and ghosts and pretty much all paranormal. I've had coincidences as long as I can remember that are just not the norm, you know, like you see a couple of numbers that match or something like that. It's constantly happening with me, and I'm going to give you a couple of examples. One was just about a week ago, and it's kind of funny, but we were at a lake. It was my sister had rented a house, and there was quite a few people there, probably a dozen people, and some were younger, you know, in their early 20s. I'm an older guy, but we set out to have dinner one night at this lake, a restaurant, and we took two cars, and actually three cars, and I was in one of the cars, and I was talking to the guy about the, I won't mention the name of the lake, but there's a nuclear plant nearby, and they dump very hot water into the lake, and it gets very hot at times. And so I was making a joke about that, and then it kind of went on to, well, what else is being dumped in the lake, you know? And, you know, so far there's not been any evidence of that, but I was making a joke about it, and I said something about, you know, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning with a third nipple. And we laughed, told a few more jokes, and went on, had dinner. When we were coming back to the house, one of the other cars had pulled up before us, and we went in. And I swear to you, we walked into the kitchen, and one of the younger guys, probably in his mid-20s, is standing there with his shirt pulled up. And he's saying to his mom, I think I got a third nipple. And I mean, there's no way in the world he would have known what I just was talking about in the car. There wasn't time. I mean, we had all just walked in at the same time. So it's not like somebody got to him and told him to say that. So that's one. The other one has to do with numbers. And this just happened a few weeks ago. I was doing a search for my credit report. And I don't know if the most common one, you know, they give you two numbers, two groups. And one of them was 696 and the other group was 666. And I'm like, haha, you know, that's funny. And that's not that big a deal because it's kind of the range the average credit report falls under. But about 5 minutes later, I'm playing a game of free cell, which I do quite a bit. And I don't know if you're familiar with the game, but it's rows of cards, like a deck of cards, and you just switch them around, put them in order, this type of thing, and you get them all out. So one of the rows had all four sixes in it, and three were in a row. And I got pictures of both the credit report and this, and it happened within like 5 minutes of each other. So that's the second. The really good one goes back about 20 years. And I used to work for an electric company in Virginia, and it was customer service, and it wasn't a busy office, and we had people who would come in and pay their bills. Well, when the home office got real busy, we'd get overflow calls from them with people calling in with billing questions. And, I mean, it was pretty rare. I mean, we may have averaged, you know, six calls a day, if that, from the home office. So the woman that I worked with, it was just me and a woman that worked there for several years. And we were in there one day and the phone rings. And she says, you better answer the phone. It might be your mother. Now, she has no idea why she said that. I have no idea why she said that. And my mom had been passed away for 10 years and she knew that. And I pick up the phone. I get the customer's account number. And the name on the account that pops up right there is Edwin Joy. Now, Joy is not a common last name. It's not like Smith or Johnson, not even close. Matter of fact, if you look in the state of Maryland or Virginia, you probably find a dozen maybe. So the name was Edwin Joy. My mom's maiden name was Joy. And my dad's first name was Edwin. So that's a coincidence. That's a crazy coincidence. And so I don't think that happened by accident. Too many things happen like that to be accidental, in my belief. Anyway, so I'm going to move on to a couple of ghost stories here. I lived in an apartment in Berryville, Virginia for 2 years, probably the most haunted residence I've stayed in. And I tend to move, not to live somewhere more than 2 years or so. And this apartment was an old building that was renovated. It was actually built in the late 1800s and turned into apartments. I couldn't tell you when. But it was four stories at a basement and then three stories for the residences. And I lived on the top floor. And I don't know how long in, but it didn't take long to realize that, you know, there was some stuff going on in here. One of the first things that happened, to back up a little bit, I actually moved my bed. I used to sleep on an air mattress because I couldn't find a good mattress for my back. I have a bad back, and the air mattress was the most comfortable thing. So I moved my air mattress into the living room because my bedroom was just too freaky. And one night I woke up. I don't know what woke me up, but it's pitch black. And I look over and I see something red moving along the floor. I mean, like a neon red. And I focus my eyes on it, and it was a spider. And it was as big as my hand. As if I made a fist, it would be about that size. And this neon red spider was walking across my floor and went behind, I think, a box or of something I had on the floor, maybe behind the TV or something. And I literally slapped myself to see if I was awake. I got up and walked over there and moved the box, and nothing was there. Another time, I was touched three times in my while I was wide awake. I had laid down and probably not close to sleep, but I knew I was awake. And I felt like a finger point jab me right around my ankle. And I don't know if you've ever been touched by a ghost, but what it feels like is if you I compare it to touching a fence that surrounds a horse, is like a low voltage fence, and you touch it, it kind of goes into your skin kind of deep. And that happened three distinct times, one on my ankle, and it moved up to like the calf area and then my knee. And that was kind of freaky. But the last thing that happened was on the night before I moved out, I did a little video, and I was speaking in the video and asking if there was anyone here and so on. Didn't get any verbal response. But out of the corner of my eye, while I was videotaping, right above my closet door in the bedroom, I saw like a flash of red. And when I went back in later to look at the video, they looked like two red eyes. I mean, bright red eyes, about the same color as that spider, right over the closet entrance. And that was my experience in that apartment. A lot of other stuff happened and in those 2 years. And they even kept a lot of, it was an old library before they renovated it. And they kept a lot of books in the basement that I discovered when I was doing laundry one time in the back. And they probably had maybe 500 books stacked up in piles. And they were all incredibly old. So a lot of stuff there that would keep spirits hanging around. So that's it. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you're doing well. You take care, and thanks for putting these on the air. It really means a lot. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.